Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Yechiyu. Nishmas, Marseh, and Mitzvah Shumar, Schneider, and Marseh, the Hanavas of Meir Seb. And we're going to be learning about Inyani Shvius, based on Torah C from Rabbi Rabbi, I'm going to go to Ruchem Yehar with Shlita. Besides the Yisra Malach of the Karka of Shvius, there's also a mitzvah, Lahash B'Sakarka. Not only is it Asir to Malacha, it's also a mitzvah to let the land rest. You can see Vashmith Tishmatenu Natashta. So there's a machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Marit in the midst of Shemitah's Kalkois. Is Hefker HaPeiris Shel Shvius Avkos of the Malka? Is it that God was Mafkia the Peiris? And even if one wasn't Mafkia the Peiris is still Hefker because Hashem did it? Or maybe it's a mitzvah deramya kakafta de gavra. It's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the person. And if he wasn't Mafkia the Peiris, he was Mevatel the mitzvah's essay. But the Peiris are not Hefker and they're Chayiv. The Meisir Dasa Beis Yosef Shevi Marit B'Chelek Aleph, that a mitzvah Zahmi at Al-Kafta de Gavra depends on the person. If only if he does it, it becomes Hefker. And the opinion of the Marit is that it's Afkosa de Malke. It's Hashem who does it, and whether you make it Hefker or not, it remains Hefker. The Pasa Shulchan and Simon Gimel Chav Gimel. Siv Katan Chav Tes is Marich Lekayim Divrei Morana Beis Yosef. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Pei Dalit writes, that mitzvah shmitas karkois nohiges berezuchorim uvene kevois. The menchas chinuch is morchiach this from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Bey. Somebody was mekadesh five women with a basket of figs, and it belonged to them, and it was of shvius. And later on in Daf Nun Bey Amud Aleph, we say that from here we see that if one is mekadesh beperos shvius, she is mekudeshes, even though the peros are hefker. Nevertheless, one can still be a mekadesh v'peros shel shvius. So we see from this that even though shelahen, what does it say? It says shelahen haisa. Does it belong to them? It belonged to these women. So how is he mekadesh v'peros that belonged to them? The answer is that the peros were hefker. So it must be that women are also chayav in this mitzvah. That's why the peiros were hefker. Otherwise, why would the peiros be hefker if the women aren't chayav in this mitzvah? It must be women are chayav in this mitzvah. So the Chiddush is, in that Gemara, some say that even though Peiros are Hefker, you could still be Mekadesh with it. Some say that it's, the Chiddush is that you would think it's not given for Kedushin, it's only given for Achila. Akoponim, you see from the Gemara that women are Chayavos in Shemitah. And that's why these Peiros were Hefker. Fraktim in Chaschino, Chatenech Ladas HaMarit, that it's Afkosa de Malka. So if that's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mafkia, these sodas are hefker, but according to the Beis Yosef, that it's hakakaf to the gavra, why are women chayiv? It's a mitzvah esei shazman grama, and it's only noig in the seventh year. So why are women obligated in this mitzvah? So we find, b'divrei rabbanon basloi, we find in the achronim, a number of terutzim to this kashya. And menchas chinuch answers that it's not zman grama, because peiros shvius always remain with their kedusha, even the other years, since they grew in the Shvius year. However, he writes that this is totally b'machlokes rabbanon kamai. It is dependent upon a machlokes of the earlier rabbis. Is ksusyoim chayav b'tzitzis b'loiv shabalayla o lo? Is a day garment obligated in tzitzis when you wear it at night or not? We paskin women are potter from mitzvah tzitzis because the mitzvah says shizman grama das harambam that a ksusyoim, a day garment that you wore it at night, is potter Mitzitzis, however, Das HaTaisis B'Kiddushin, and Lama Dalet Amar Aleph, and so too is Das HaRosh, the beginning of the Tzitzis, that Ksus Yoim, Balayla, if you wear a day garment at night, it's Chayav B'Tzitzis, or the Shita Sayo, according to them, it's Much, that even though Ksus Yoim is Chayav La'olam, nevertheless, it's called a Mitzitz Esei, Shazman Groma. So if so, Peiros Shvis would have the same din, that even though they're holy forever, nevertheless, since it relates dafka to the seventh year, they get their holiness the seventh year, it's so called a mitzvah man grama, just like tzitzis. even though ktsus yom b'layla. Yechayev. So in other words, in theory, the mitzvah is always, because even at night, you'd be chayev if it's a day garment. So too, even though in theory the other years aren't, not in theory, the other years aren't shvi'is, but since the Paris, but since even though the rest of the years, the Paris is still going to be holy, Paris Shvi'is is still going to be holy, but it's still called the Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum, since what establishes the holiness is the seventh year. So too, what establishes the Chiyuv Tzitzis is the fact that it's a Ksus Yayin. And even though you're going to be Chayiv at night, it's still called a Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum, and women are Pturas. So why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Shemitah? That since it's dependent on the seventh year, even though the other years the fruits are going to be holy, but since it's dependent, what's Kaveh is the seventh year, it's called the Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum, and women should be Pater. So from that, the Minchas Chinuch was Machriach, that Tosis and the Rush, who hold that Ksus Yom B'Layla is Chayiv, and therefore we see that even though Ksus Yom is Chayiv L'Olam, nevertheless it's called Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum, so Hachinami Peres Shvi'is. And what do we say about Peres Shvi'is? That it's called the Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum. So it must be Kedas HaMa'arit, that Hefker B'Shvi'is is Afkosa de Malka. And you're right, it's a Mitzvah Shvi'is Mangrum. If it was incumbent upon the woman, but it must be Kedas HaMa'arit, that it's not incumbent upon the woman. And it's Hashem who's Mafkia. So, again, the kasha was, why are women obligated? It's a mitzvah shvi'is mangrum. Either it's not zman grama, because the parents are always holy, or it's hafkasa de malka, and therefore it's not called zman grama. Yesh lehoyer b'tshrei anpe, 2 hours on the minchas chinuch. Number one, we have to understand, it's true that parents shvi'is remain eternally holy. Nevertheless, the mitzvah to be mafkir, the peris, is not forever. Nihi nachon sheperot shvi'it hem kedoshim leolam. Ze nachon sheperot shvi'it kedoshim leolam. Nevertheless, the mitzvah to be mafkir, the peris, is not kayim leolam. Because it's a mitzvah of bir peris shvi'is, of getting rid of the peris. When there's no longer in the field, you have to get rid of them from the house. And if Zman HaBir is over and they weren't Mevayr, the Paris are Asur Lo'ilam. If you weren't either destroy them or at least be Mafkir them, some say Bir Paris should be Mafkir them. If over Zman HaBir and you weren't didn't do Bir, so the Paris are Asur Lo'ilam. And it doesn't help to be Mafkir them afterwards. So it turns out that the mitzvah of Hefkir Paris is only Kaim until Zman HaBir. And Nacham also mitzvah is Zman Grama. And this din, that Paris become Asur, is Sai according to the Rambam. That Mitzvah Bir is Sreifas Paris. And Sai according to the Ramban, and his parish to the Torah, that Mitzvah Bir is Hefker HaParis. Nevertheless, if he wasn't Mafkil B'Shas HaBir, the Paris are Osir B'Achila, like the Ramban writes. And if so, the mitzvah of Hefker Paris is not Noig Lo'ilam. So, how can you say that it's not a Mitzvah Shaman Grama because the Kedush is for, because the Olam B'Kedushasim, it is Man Grama, because you have to do beer by a certain time. Otherwise, they're Asr forever. So you see that it is Gram's Man Gram. Another Heara, the Itach Gisa, that the Chazon Ish, and Shvi is Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Hei, Hotzi Chidush Gado, Midavrei Reb Shimshon Bishans, Ve'arosh B'Perek Tes B'Shvi is Mishne Zayin, Sheperot La'achar Habi'ur, אם הפקירו אותם כדין וחזר וזכה בהם מותרים לגמרי ופקה מהם קדושת שביעית ומותרים בהפסד ובסחורה. זאת אומרת that Paris after the Biur, if he was mafkir them kedin and then he was a zeich again, they're mutar legamrei and they no longer have kedushat shviit. And they're mutter lehefseid. You're allowed to destroy them. You're allowed to do business with them. Lahalacha, he wasn't matir, ayin sham, but he said that that's a chiddush that would come out of the Rash and the Rosh. That peres la'achar rabbi, or if he was mafkir them kedin, and then he was a zeich again, they're mutter legamrei, and they no longer have kedusha shviyas, and you're allowed to treat them as you would regular fruits. And the suffix is, if this din that the Chazon Ish writes also applies to peros shviyas mishumorim that were guarded and were not hufkar at all, and then b'shas habiur he was mafkir the peros, and then he was a zeichen. Do we also say that here that the paka mehem kedusha shviyas? Or maybe no, only perish shviyas that you were noe kedusha shviyas kedin, and you weren't guarding them, you were mafkir them properly, you let anybody take them properly. You have this din that if you're a zochet after the biur, then they don't have kedusha shviyas. Only if you acted towards them as with kedusha shviyas the right time. But if you didn't act with kedusha shviyas the right time, then this din would not apply. Misvar would appear that all peres, even peres that you weren't bafkir betchila, you have this din that if you're a choizer v'zoicha, it no longer has kedusha shviyas. So according to this, nimtza shechiyuv hefker peros shviyas yesh lazman. So the chiyuv of hefker peros shviyas has a time frame. Because how long are you supposed to make them hefker for? They only remain hefker until you're zoche b'chazara, until you're zoche again. If you're mevar them, and then you're choizer v'yiska b'hem, paka mehem mitzvah shviyas, v'su'enu chayv lafkiran. If you're mafkir these peiros, and then you're zoche, they no longer have mitzvah shviyas, and therefore there's no longer a mitzvah hefker. So you see, according to this, that it is mangram. Why is it mangrama? Because it only applies until you were zoche. After you were mevar them and you were zoche again, it no longer applies. So it is mangrama. The Minchas Chinuch wanted to say that it's not Zman Grama. But we see for two reasons it is Zman Grama. Number one, because there's a limit to when you can do Bir Peres Shviyas until. The Nimsa de Mitzvah Hefker Peres Enokayim Ela Zman Abir. That makes it a mitzvah seishes man grama, because you can only do hefker, you can only be mafker the peris until zman biur. Once zman biur comes around, then there's no longer a mitzvah. Because again, if zman biur comes, and the person wasn't mafkir, the peres are asur la'olam. So what does a person have? A person has a mitzvah to be mafkir his peres. And then he's allowed to bring some into the house to eat. And then when it's kol l'chayim and asadeh, when it no longer exists in the field for the animals, at that point, what's going to be the din? The din is, now you have to be mafkir. And if you're not mafkir at that time, then they become aser laila. So you see that it is man grama. And again, this is according to the Ramban says it's Sreifas Paris. And the Ramban says that it's Hefker Paris. But if you weren't mafkir the Paris, Bishas HaBiur, the Paris are going to be Aser Bachila. According to the Rambam as well. So you see that the mitzvah of Hefker Paris is an Oiglala. Then we had another hara that if you're allowed to be chozer v'zocher behem, if you're chozer v'zocher, they no longer have kedusha shvius. So the chiyuv of hefker peres shvius has a time. What's the time? It lasts until you're chozer v'zocher. You're a mafkir them. You took them all out of your house, and now anyone can take the peres. And memela, when you're chozer v'zocher, there's no longer a mitzvah of hefker. So see that it is man grama. So that is stage one in our journey, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. And just to make it clear, and therefore since it does have a time, how can you say that it's not a mitzvah, it's just man grama? It avad is man grama. It's not man grama. It seems to be that it is man grama. Okay, Ritz Hashem, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.